The next morning, I came out of my room. Someone greeted me, calling me by name. You know, I didn't have my name tag. Found out later there was a system that gave that information to people that worked on different parts of the hotel. And they made an effort to personalize all their service. I went downstairs, and I saw someone on a tall ladder in a side lobby, washing windows. A worker. He's looking outside in the garden. He sees an older woman having difficulty with a walker in the gravel part of the garden. Just a little difficulty. She hadn't fallen. There were other people out there. There was no emergency at all. Anyone respond to emergency, see? But he just sensed an opportunity to serve. Here's this worker washing windows. How do you get that compass into everybody in Cytoculture? He climbs down the ladder. He goes outside, helps her get comfortably situated in the lobby, goes back up and washes windows. Where did he get this general principle that guests are my responsibility? I thought it was to clean, to wash windows, see? I was teaching. I didn't have all the colored markers I wanted. I was teaching a large group of shopping center managers. And in the morning break, I ran out in the hallway, grabbed some bellboy going to another convention, totally unrelated to the one I was speaking at, and I said to him, "Could you help me for a moment, please?" He just whipped around, noticed my name tag, and said, "Mr. Covey, I will solve your problem." Now that's something, isn't it? I mean, instead of, you know, "Well, I don't know, I'm just going down here, or go talk to these people, it's not my business," see. He had a compass. And it seemed to be second nature. It just immediately responds. I was blown away from that. In fact, when I went back into the room, I just said, "I got to tell you what just happened to me." And they started radiating, "Yes, that's the way this hotel treats Saul." And the guy that invited me said, "Let me tell you the amount of service that they give and what they do, see." I went to one of the back rooms. I walked through the kitchen, and I saw the motto on the wall, "Uncompromising personalized service." So I started interviewing people. I noticed that the rooms had teams, self-managing teams. I interviewed the housekeepers. I interviewed supervisors. I interviewed waitresses. I interviewed anyone I had a chance. Someone came up to me. I was looking at smart objects and said, "Would you like to see a book that describes the art objects in this room? I notice you seem to be interested. Would you like to see a book?" I said, "Could I talk to you? I interviewed." I said, how, now watch the systems. Watch the systems. I want to see how they got a compass, principles into people. How were you recruited? How were you trained? How were you oriented? Do you have a career path? What's the nature of it? How are you compensated? How do they solve problems? When there's differences in problems, how do they deal with that? Now, I believed the policy line she gave me because it was so congruent with my experience. It was not PR talk.